Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
All right, 8:06 on this Monday, June 29th. Glad you're with us. I hope some of you out there have a short week. We do at The Buzz. We're not working Friday. We used to have to work all the days. Tomorrow, Roger, remind me, I want to read the letter of a listener who took some time to just say how important the show was to her and how much it has been. Bill, why, when I see that, when Roger and I see this, like, that's why we bust our tail every week at senior citizen age like we are. To put together a fun and entertaining show with the letter that she wrote. So, anyway, we'll read that tomorrow. I did mention
No days off!
Professor Bill Vickery in studio after the amazing classroom he held yesterday.
You slept through it, didn't
no,
you?
No, no. I hung in there really? As long as I could. Then I was like, oh, my gosh, a pop quiz is coming next. Yeah, I got to get out of here.
Here's some of Bill's show yesterday.
When I was a small boy...
That's just the beginning of it. We'll play more of that later as it goes
on. Well, it's the Declaration of Independence. And there's all that... There's so much intrigue that goes on. Like, Thomas Jefferson's personal valet was a slave and was the brother to the woman that he took as the slave that he took as Sally Hemings. And then, as it turns out, Sally Hemings' father was Thomas Jefferson's real wife's father as well. So, I mean, just so technically, he was sleeping with his sister-in-law.
The writing, and you liked everything that when you go back, you go, they were not the best of humans.
Well, our heroes, exactly, they're never as great as we want them to be, nor are they as bad as we're told.
That's what people say about me, Bill. Yes. Well, I'm not as great as they think I am.
Complicated men.
I'm just a man.
The only thing better than yesterday's segment with Bill Vicker in history would have been if he had been having drinks and doing drunk history.
Oh, let me tell you, what a great show. That's outstanding.
Well, Drunk History and Curb Your Enthusiasm is the new Larry David deal on HBO.
I've seen it.
I tell you, one of my favorite new history pieces, and I don't know if I could go back and watch it again. I picked up on the Benjamin Franklin series, mm-hmm. who was played by Kirk Douglas. Michael Douglas. Really fascinating to watch and know what was going on. Yeah. He's over there in France trying to get money. Yeah. He was. Listen, if he had not been over there and got that money,
They solidified it.
Yeah, but he kept going back for more. And they were anyway. I had not known about that story of Franklin spending that much time. So it's good that
now he was over there eating and drinking.
He was a rock star.
He
was doing a lot of things electricity.
Over there. What's that, Christian?
He was doing a lot of things. Over
there. He was a rock star. It's really a fan.
Wee.
Yeah. But that being said, Bill, and we'll do his open, Roger, in just a second. We were talking about movies that we should watch this week. Christian's already watched, what is it, Christian?
I watched 3 Days of the Condor.
Robert Redford version?
Classic, yes.
That's a great one.
We can do that, but because it's July 4th, Roger was thinking maybe a patriotic period piece. And we mentioned The Patriot with Mel Gibson. What's another one that comes to mind to you?
You know, it is when you look at all of this. First of all, Netflix has a spectacular documentary out now. Where they interview a lot of historians.
Well, I've seen it. I watched it the other day.
It works its way through the American Revolution. And it does a very good, better than the Ken Burns, much better than the Ken Burns. Yeah, and because it gets into, you've got a ton of opinions. It touches on everything.
Yeah.
It handles everything
appropriately. Every angle. Yeah, right.
And tells you about slavery in the United States and how these men, you know, but it tells you about the courage. You realize Washington was the richest man in America. Yeah. And
he could have become king here. He chose not to. How did you talk about that?
The intersection of humility and power, and he set the standard going forward. You also realize that he had massive blunders to start the Revolutionary War, and we were just, it was an association of colonies. It wasn't real states. You had to get the southern states involved. That's why Jefferson wrote the Declaration. And then when you read it, the preamble and the declaration, the sections 1 and 3. But then the middle part, that's just the airing of grievances.
Yeah.
King George has done this, and he lists them off. And, I mean, it is a getting even sort of thing, a screw you letter, you know, a breakup text. It was a breakup text.
And you've spent quite a bit of time in Europe because you have clients over there. And we were talking, I've been over there now 3 times. And, boy, that's a reminder being over there, like in London, too, to realize, oh, my gosh. It's hard to believe how young of a country we really are. Yeah. Of course, we were talking about. Yeah. I don't think. How old are you?
59.
Yeah, so you were there. You were younger at the bicentennial, 76.
I remember the bicentennial.
Yeah, it was a big deal. It's only my Roger. You look at your school annuals, or somebody made fun of me for saying annuals versus
yearbooks. Annuals.
Yearbook.
Yeah, it was all. Listen, that was a big deal.
Do you remember the bicentennial minute that would be on CBS News?
I don't remember that.
It came on right at the end of the news. You know, Cronkite. That's the way it is. Yeah. And then they go straight into 60 seconds of some popular person explaining what happened over the course of the last, that then, 200 years.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it was just
It was a big deal. Again, hitting 200.
Yeah.
It was a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
Now, hard to believe that we've seen both the bicentennial and the sisters.
Now, if we make it to three, David, we can make it to three.
Roger, let's welcome Bill in officially for his segment, please.
In these troubled times, we turn to one man. That man is Bill Vickery.
Hold up.
Hey, hold up. That's my job. He was the star quarterback at Van Buren High School. He's the son of a sheriff. He's a capitalist. So you know he's getting paid for this. Here is Arkansas's most eligible bachelor, Bill Vickery, presented by Arkansas's best Chevy dealers. Just like Bill eats up the airwaves, the Chevy Colorado eats up the terrain with five available gears, and the Silverado has the muscle to tow. Chevrolet, let's drive.
Appreciate the Arkansas Best Chevy dealer sponsoring Bill Vickery. 661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. Several things. Obviously, Bill, we talked about it. Over the weekend, John Daly shoots a 63. Yes. He had seven birdies and an eagle on that day. I mean, it was impressive what he did. And he goes, listen, and somebody asked him, you know, what did you prepare or change? He goes, nothing. Yeah. I don't go to the range. But Dickie Pride, who is an Alabama native, lives in Arkansas, sponsored by Stevens.
Yep, he saw wins. That.
Yeah, Ken Duke, I think, finished at 7 under. I think Daly was at 8 under.
Dickie Pride had the old Stevens logo.
He did, Stevens. You know, they sponsored him for a while. Yeah. And then we didn't mention yet today, Scotty Scheffler, Raj, and Christian. He's in a playoff today with Victor Hovland, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that goes on today. It's first one, I think, since last year where they've had a Monday. Since last year's Players Championship last year where you've had a Monday day. Yeah.
At the Travelers.
Also, we got Knockout Round.
Whoa.
Knockout Round has been going.
Finish it.
Pow.
Finish it.
We still need a sounder.
Finish like, him.
There you go. Let's see it, Roger. Okay.
Finish him.
That's our when we call it. It's just like knockout round. Should be like a video game, a kid's video game.
I'll say this for soccer, and I'm just like every other front runner now. Yep. I'll admit it.
Yeah.
I'm kind of into it all over the map. I'm enjoying. Now I can only watch the last 15 minutes.
Only the shots that go. That go in. Yeah.
But it is fun, and I will say, international football, they have better terms than our football.
They do.
Know what I mean? Knockout round.
Yes.
They don't end the game. It's full time.
Although their clock thing is screwed up. The clock is really hard to keep
And
up
so
with.
I was discussing that, so I had my friend John Scrimshaw.
I heard a little bit yesterday.
Yeah, and John, you know, spent several years here living in the state of Arkansas, and of course he's a big sports fan in London, and we were talking off air, and he said that's done so that both teams are held in a state of suspense, and then the official tells them how much time they have left.
Yeah,
that
weird.
Way they don't play the last 10 minutes of the match
is that what they
one
want?
Way or the other. I mean,
yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, you would maybe play it more conservatively if you knew you only had a minute versus
so everybody's
six.
In the dark.
Yeah. So Wednesday night, that's at 7 o'clock.
Yes.
What network would that be on?
Fox.
He's on Fox, okay.
Yeah, they own it all.
Wednesday, we're also that same day, we're going to Jones Barbecue in Marietta.
Wow, now,
have you been over there?
I know of it. I've not been there.
So, Roger, I want to get my graphics guy to do a little graphic where we go. We start in Little Rock, went to Ohio Club and Hot Springs, went back to Little Rock, go back to Camden, the White House Cafe, 119 years old.
Right.
Now we go to Marietta.
Yeah.
And then from Marietta, we got to go to Mina, Skyline Cafe, and then we go up to Blytheville for the Dixie Pig.
You need, like, one of those concert T-shirts that lists out, you know, Morning Mayhem, because I need a T-shirt from this.
By the way, it's our summer of adventure.
I know.
Sponsored by Oakline.
There
we go. Okay.
Now we used to have the OUTB shirt. I mean, when we went everywhere.
You know what that is?
That was great.
OUTB.
Yeah. Open up that Bible.
Also, too, if you're a Yankees fan, which we have a lot of our buddies. Boy, it was 4 in a row to the hapless Red Sox.
Couldn't hit the ball yesterday.
Yeah.
Until they could.
Yeah.
And then they lose in a walk-off.
Will you play, because you are a world travel guy, will you pay attention to what's happening in London for the next 2 weeks with Wimbledon?
Oh, yeah. I like that.
Yeah. You've been,
I love
you,
it. Yeah.
You've been to Wimbledon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I was trying to think of the term. It's not the
it's a fortnight.
It's not the Club of England. Club of London. I mean, is it Club of England? What is it?
It's the All England.
All England. But I thought there was
All England Lawn and Croquet Club.
What is Center Court called? I keep thinking there's another name. I've been throwing this out here all morning. Another name that you've got to go to. It seems like there's a name for
the Oaklawn Center Court in Wimbledon.
I don't know. Hey, too, Roger, we got to give a shout out to Heather Baker, AY Magazine with the AP Awards, Associated Press Awards. AY Magazine won first place in online media and magazine, so congratulations to them.
Congrats.
And several winning awards there, and also the Democrat Gazette, who we're friends with as well. What is Bill Vickery going to do for July 4th? What are the
plans? Got some friends coming over. It's going to be a backyard pool situation.
Going local.
Going local.
Not Tampa?
Well, yeah, staying here. But people coming in from out of town and, you know.
Yes.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Will you put on the red, white, and blue?
Oh, you know it, buddy.
Yeah.
The stars and stripes will be unfurled and high above the backyard.
I did want to ask, too, because you're almost our age, we've been around a long time, I saw a list of the ugliest cars ever made. Would you like to take a shot at which are on the top six?
AMC Gremlin?
AMC Pacer.
Pacer.
Number three.
DeLorean.
DeLorean's not on here.
El Camino?
Oh, listen. What?
I personally like the El Camino.
I like El Camino.
Listen, you didn't grow up in Crawford County if there wasn't an El Camino up on blocks in somebody's yard on your street. Because that's what I mean. I remember the one. I remember it vividly. Yeah. Never moved El Camino.
No. Give me another one. Anybody else? One of them's a current.
I'll say a Pinto wagon.
Pinto, yeah, that's a good one.
No, one of them's a current one. If you see it, it does look...
I'm trying to PT Cruiser?
What about the Cadillac the spare, that wasn't the spare tire, but it had the
Tesla?
Tesla Cybertruck.
Yeah, well, that's the ugliest.
I know people who love it, though. Yeah. I mean,
it's a Transformer car.
It is. It's a Transformer car. It's number one on the list.
But we have a lot of car dealers that sponsor this network, so I like them all.
Here's one. Number two, Toyota Prius.
Okay.
Number three, AMC Pacer.
Better, right? AMC Pacer.
Number four, the Ford Crown Vic Victoria Family Truckster. That was the vacation.
Oh, I don't remember that one.
You know, the green station wagon, right, Raj?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was, you don't remember that one with the, what do you call that?
Marv Levy.
On the side of
Marv, what's his name?
The paneling. You got the paneling.
Yeah. Eugene. That's Eugene, what Eugene. Clark Griswold wanted but didn't get, right?
That's right.
Family Truckster.
Roger, I don't know if you guys had this, but do you remember the station wagon in the back that would open up where you'd have you could be four kids in the back.
It was a third row seat before you had the third row seat.
That's exactly what it was.
And you put the tail down. And your kids hung at it.
Yeah.
The Chevy Lumina van is four, and the Nissan Cube is the next one.
Chevy Lumina van was one of those that you do not let anybody under the age of 18 get in.
Yeah. Also, over the weekend, I know you'll appreciate this, Mel Brooks turned 100.
Big 110,
So his five most essential movies, go.
Blazing Saddles.
Blazing Saddles, number two.
Young Frankenstein.
Young Frankenstein, number
History
three.
Of the World,
High Anxiety.
One.
Would that be up there?
High Anxiety, number four.
The Producers.
Producer, number one.
Spaceball,
number five. Okay, here it is. Y'all got them. Producers, according to this list. Producer, number one. Producers, number one. I don't think I've seen that. 67. Blazing Saddles.
It's Jack Lemmon and Matthau.
He had Blazing Saddles and Young Frankenstein both in 74.
Same year. Yeah.
Wow.
Same year.
Yeah.
High Anxiety. I've never seen it. 1977. And Spaceballs, Roger, I've not seen that, 1987.
Oh, Rick
is that
Moranis,
good?
I mean, Roger? It's exactly what you would think. It's obviously a satirical look at kind of the whole, not just Star Wars the movie, but everything.
Yeah.
Yes, and Roger mentioned, too, you would know this because you know pop culture. Bob Crane was bludgeoned to death. They found him on this day in 1978. Yeah.
Now, if you've never watched the movie Autofocus.
That's a weird one.
It's a Greg weird Kinnear. One. It talks about, start realizing about all the kissing that Richard Dawson did.
Yep.
They had home movies.
Yeah.
They got into, as Rainwater would say, orgies. and some of the other things, some of the Polaroids.
You know
there.
The set of that Match Game.
That's not
that
two pillows.
There's no way Richard Dawson made show number three sober.
No.
Yeah, and then in Family Feud, he was kissing everybody on the lips. Yeah, Chris, you were saying something?
I'm on.
I was thinking of a different movie than Producers. I've seen this movie, but I don't remember it.
A couple other things I was going to mention. Roger, it was on this day in 1956 This was the one of the most famous Elvis appearances. Steve Allen, when he was forced to wear a tux.
You ain't nothing but a hound.
And the Basset Hound was sitting right there on the stool in the tux too, right?
He sang to the
sang hound dog.
That's
listen,
horrible.
He did it. He did. He probably got massive ratings.
And he said it was embarrassing.
Also, one of the greatest movies that should not have been made, 1984, Cannonball Run 2.
Yeah.
Not one, but two. DeLuise, Dean Martin, Jamie Farr, Telly Savalas, Jackie Chan, Tim Conway, Tony Danza, Sammy Davis Jr., and Burt Reynolds. I mean, what a. Of course, I can't remember the first one. I know I watched it, but I didn't watch the second one.
Yeah, two. That was sort of like once you got to be on Smokey and the Bandit.
Yes.
You know, one. I mean, I'll tell you what, the outtakes from that movie are funnier than the movie.
You're right.
Dom DeLuise cracking up Burt Reynolds.
Love Dom DeLuise. Love Dom DeLuise. Also, today's the anniversary. Hard to believe they're calling it National Camera Day, maybe because of this. Mm. Apple phone went on sale for the first time. What year, Bill?
06?
07. What was the cost and how many gigs of storage?
Jeez, I don't know.
$499, wow. 4 gigs of storage. Somebody asked me, Bass, how many photos do you now have on your phone? So
I'm going to want 12,000.
Roger, would you like to tell him? Look at the very top. Tell me how many. How many?
Very top there, Roger.
Top corner.
153,121.
Jeez.
I think I've got 2 terabytes. And just the videos alone.
People could try to hack into your iCloud, but they wouldn't have enough storage to download your phone.
Yeah, I've got 15,000 videos.
You have enough storage on that phone and in the cloud to power a space shuttle.
Amazing.
To power one of those Starlink.
You hear it all the time. We always make that example. Smoking. You go, the phone today has got more computer power than what was on Apollo
11.
Yes. 661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. Bill, this is the middle of summer. You got Major League Baseball going on. You got Wimbledon. You got golf. You got NASCAR. We'll be at NASCAR. What about you with NASCAR? Have you ever been to a NASCAR race?
I have never been.
Wow.
I've never been, and I've always been told by my friends that are huge fans, you don't appreciate it until you go.
Yes, I think so. We're going to be going down to the Atlanta Motor Speedway now, and they call it Echo Park Speedway, for the Quaker State 400.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to run them now.
Yeah, there's two races. There's a Saturday race, and that's a different kind of series.
Right.
And then you race Sunday.
Yeah.
And both of them are at nighttime.
Is this the Winston Cup?
Yeah, I'm just saying it. They've changed so much. It's sort of like the Corn Ferry. Yeah. You know, trying to keep up with what it's called is,
Nike, and then it was something else.
I think
else,
you can get the Corn Fairy, though, at Cupid's.
I was going to say, I always thought the Corn Fairy, I met her once.
Well, you know, too, this is the time of year where these pure sports shows really struggle. It's a struggle bus.
It's your top whatever list.
And for us,
going to get it now.
It's our summer of adventure.
Well, there's still some shows that are breaking down some of the plays last year right now, and that's just
brought to you by Oaklawn. And Roger, you know, we talked about this. We're going to be at the Trooper School Lodge next week. Have you seen that?
No.
Oh my gosh, it's where the troopers get trained. We're going to break it in.
New, brand new.
Yeah, brand new. We're going to be at Cliff Harris's home. At the Star, next to the Star in Frisco, Texas. Hopefully going to be back for Terry Bradshaw's ranch. Unbelievably, never done this. We're going to be doing our show at the Hope Watermelon Festival.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
And the chicken
Big
fry.
Big melons down
chicken
there.
Chicken fry in Mount Nebo.
Ooh.
Doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And,
you're hitting all the political hotspots.
we are.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly right. And so we just like doing, and then we've got to do our Best Listener Contest. We've got to do our Ladies of Mayhem Contest. That's when we get our ladies. And you know,
get our ladies.
The newlywed game. Remember
that? Oh, yes.
Yeah, to see, can you match the guys and their answers?
So in the butt, Bob.
What?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Well, yeah,
that's one of the more famous.
Is that a Bob Crane thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, one of the more famous. yes, it is. It is. But anyway, that's just a little taste of what we're doing this summer.
A little bit.
Yeah. And so now will you be here the whole rest of the summer? Or do you have plans?
I'm going to be here. Sorry, I just got a text from somebody.
Please share.
I don't think this gentleman would want me to share.
Oh, is that right?
You have to say his name.
No, it's okay.
Hey,
anyway.
Shout out to Tim Hutchinson.
Did you see that?
Him and his brother back
Wow,
together.
He's written a book.
I have it.
I did not know that they had fought. According to the article, the divorce of Tim Hutchinson caused a separation between he and his brother Asa.
Yeah.
It wasn't anything politics. It was The divorce.
Yeah, you know, but like brothers, you know.
But they got back. And Roger, Tim was very nice. He gave us the tour.
Say they're back together.
Oh,
no. Yeah, I think they're very, you know, they communicate. They talk.
Tim Hutchison, Roger, was the guy that gave us a tour of the U.S. Senate.
U.S. Senate.
Yeah, right. No, I guess it was the House of Representatives. He gave both.
He gave us a tour.
Yeah, he gave us both of them.
Yeah, got his book.
Tour, absolutely.
Yeah, there, you know. We were talking the other day, speaking of history, and we've got graffiti coming up in about 5 minutes.
Awesome.
Brought to you by Fence Brokers.
Maybe we'll get one of the Hutchinsons to call in.
By the way, too, we'll hear from, you know, listen, we talked about a champion salute.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that we're going to be, Chris Walker's daughter won a national championship in volleyball this weekend. Very nice. But we were talking about Bill last week. Somehow, I know, Roger asked a question. I went blank over at Trivia. It was about a U.S. senator. Famous, and I was so mad because it was Wilbur Mills.
Mm-hmm.
And
he was a member of the House of Representatives.
Yeah, at that time. Yes, yeah. Yes. And just talking about, then we started talking about the legendary names in Fulbright, McClellan. Mm-hmm.
McClellan? Wasn't RFK Jr. on a McClellan?
That was the committee that, when you see the scene in Godfather 2, where they bring everybody in to testify, that's loosely based on the McClellan committee. Right.
And then there was even a lap.
And then, speaking of match game, he said with Wilbur Mills, Fanny Flag.
It's Fanny Fox.
Bingo. Well, that was just
Argentinian firecracker.
Yeah,
exactly.
And then, I was just saying, I think Hathaway, the female.
Carrie Hathaway.
There was a crossover. She ended up beating some notable opponent that I think went on to become. Yep. I mean, it just, you know, crazy,
Joe
the power.
Joe T. Robinson.
Joe T. Robinson. Yes. Yeah, the power that Arkansas held.
And Ways and Means. Hey. I mean, that was
That was Mills,
And then you had Bumpers and Pryor.
Yeah. That's
two powerful, well-respected, for a small state like we've had.
For sure.
Pretty impressive.
You had a run there. And southern states had traditionally reelected their guys over and over and over again. Yeah. So in D.C., where seniority, especially at that time, was sort of king, you know, guys could build up. So you had Fulbright as chairman of the House Foreign Relations, or Senate Foreign Relations, and you had McClellan as, I think it was Senate Commerce. They were both committee chairmen at the same time.
And all Democrats back then, right? Yeah, yeah, yes. These were all Democrats, yeah.
Yeah. It was like Republicans were like a Bigfoot. Until Rockefeller came on the scene, clearly, you know, he emerged out of that. But then he, you know.
Hey, guess what happens after that? A U.S. president out of Arkansas.
Then
I mean, it's
pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good. And then,
then
Mike Huckabee, who's now the ambassador
to Israel.
For
3 million people, and even smaller and smaller and smaller as you go back in time. Yeah. Yes. Outsized influence.
A couple of people are asking, can we get a podcast, Bill Vickery Teaches History?
Nobody wants that. After the show yesterday.
What would be a cool angle that we could do with Bill?
I tried to make it funny, though.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
You're always with it.
But it is to talk about the Constitution for a half hour. The Declaration of Independence.
What about Bill by his swimming pool? Bill talks history.
What about in the pool with the swimming goggles on?
I like them. To go,
maybe. Stretched out on like one of those big pool floats with a Speedo.
What would be the name of Bill's podcast about history? A fun look at our nation's history. He's got his drink with a little umbrella.
Yeah, right, an umbrella drink.
Girls around you.
Yep, go. Come
girls
on.
Girls around you.
Mostly under 70.
All right, if you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. We've got graffiti. Bring it. Listen, Bill gives up some of his time.
Oh, yeah. No,
graffiti.
I love this. This is my favorite segment. I'm glad we do it. Want to see the names.
Somebody, by the way, said Wilbur D. Mills, obviously, Highway.
Yes.
It was 6:30.
6:30. Yeah. Used to be when they took it down.
Does anybody call?
Sign down years ago. I was very upset by that.
They did.
Yes.
Exactly.
They did.
And then I think they put it back up for a minute and a half and took it back
down.
What did they take it down?
Well, because it's William Mills. I mean, not William Mills, it's Wilbur Mills.
But they knew that when they put it up.
Well, I know, you know, he had the issue falling in the title, or Fanny Fox. The controversy with how sort of his career ended.
Well, I thought they knew that one.
Today we would celebrate that. Today's culture, you know, we would name 5 roads after him for the courage to overcome. But, you know,
by the way, Terry Bradshaw, somebody, a great reminder, was in Cannonball Run. Was he in one or two?
I don't remember.
Joe Klecko was in.
That's the one where I think he punches.
I was smoking.
Where, remember, Burt Reynolds punches him in the mouth and he pulls out a tooth. All right, don't go away.
Ball?
Yeah, well, I think so.
I thought it was Hooper. I don't know.
We'll check during the break. 8:30, don't go away.